On the issue of the raised security alert set to high this week, that's orange, code orange, today's Los Angeles Times quotes one administration official as saying, "I have never seen the national security leadership as tense and anxious as they are right now." Dave Ropeek is a professor at the Harvard Center for Risk Analysis. He joins us from Cambridge. Dave, when I read quotes like that in the LA Times, I still don't know how worried I personally should be.
And what's interesting is that very uncertainty breeds greater fear. That's the challenge that makes us all somewhat critical of the color-coded scheme in the first case. The challenge to be really specific with us about information that may not be specific in the first case, and B, might have come from intelligence sources, which means that they can't be specific. No matter what they do to let us know that they're working hard to protect us and that we should be more vigilant and all that sort of stuff, they can't be specific enough to take that uncertainty out of it, and we're left uncertain, and according to the risk perception literature, uncertainty breeds fear.
Is it a good thing that we should be fearful?
There are mixed goods and bads in this. We want to be able to trust the government, who effectively, to stretch the metaphor, it's like mom and dad when you're afraid of the dark, right? You say, hey, you're the folks who are supposed to protect me. We want to trust the people who are supposed to be looking out for us, that they're competent and doing so. And this is, on one aspect, a sign that that's going on. So that's good. The risk perception literature also teaches that awareness breeds fear. The more aware of a risk we are, like terrorism or SARS or the sniper in Washington or West Nile virus, the more it's on our radar screen, the more afraid of it we are. And of course, this makes us more fearful of that. The good side of that is we're more vigilant. The bad side of that could be that we are under more stress. And there's lots of literature that suggests that chronically elevated levels of stress is really bad for our health.
Would it be possible to have a national system where one could say, okay, we detect that terrorists actually do want to carry out an attack now, but we know that they would try to have the largest impact possible, so they're going to concentrate in places like New York, Washington, Los Angeles, Chicago, Boston, and if you don't live in those places, you don't really have to worry so much. Would that be something reasonable for the government to say so that other people could kind of get on with their lives?
Well, the security people suggest that that doesn't make much sense, because if I'm bad guy X and obviously, I know that you're tightening security in New York, but I also hear you telling people that and telling people in Kansas City not to worry. Makes it a whole lot easier for me to do something in Kansas City, doesn't it? So I think they can be generally reassuring that the overall risk to the average American is relatively low, even if this heightened state of alert, but probably should shy away from the specifics.
Dave Ropeek teaches risk communication at the Harvard Center for Risk Analysis. He's the author of Risk, A Practical Guide for Deciding What's Really Safe and What's Really Dangerous in the World Around You. Dave Ropeek, thanks for coming in to speak with us on Day to Day.
Be safe. Have a good holiday.
And as a final note, Dave said this, take a look at the government's website, ready.gov, where you can find very good advice on how to minimize risk and what to do in dangerous situations. The site again, ready.gov.